So he completely horrifies the pilgrims because they're saying, well, you know what? This guy was going to peeve the Native Americans by sleeping with the wrong person, and they may be using those guns to hunt now, but at some point they'll probably turn their guns on us. And finally, to cap it all off, he sets up a maypole.
The maypole was a phallic symbol used in pagan ceremonies to celebrate spring and fertility, among other things.
There was feasting, there was sex in the fields, there was much merrymaking going on. You know, young women dancing around suggestively in celebration, twining around the ribbons around this large penis.
As if erecting an 80-foot phallus wasn't enough, Morton decides to name his new colony Merrymount.
That was just too much for the Puritans nearby. They considered it debauched and basically heathenism and should just be utterly obliterated. They eventually accused him of going native, of selling guns to the Indians. And so Miles Standish stormed into Merrymount, arrested Thomas Morton, cut down the maypole, and scattered all of the inhabitants.
Morton and his crew were so drunk, they couldn't even mount a defense. Apparently there was one injury. One of the guys actually charged and ran his nose on the tip of a sword. So that's as bad as it got.
Soon after, the Puritans shipped Morton back to England, and Merrymount crumbles. And even though Morton's giant maypole was short-lived, his impact as a sexual pioneer is woven deep in our nation's history.